It's time for JT the Brick.
This is a new regime led by Antonio Pierce, a former player who's won a Super Bowl.
Our vision is clear. Win a division.
He's the right guy at the right time for this job. Right guy, right time to get the Raiders back, not to greatness, to the playoffs.
Our intention of how we play, the execution of our play, the mindset of our team, that's what I'm looking for.
I would love to see Antonio Pierce have the opportunity to coach this Raider team. I think he deserves it.
JT the Brick.
This coach wants to be more physical. He wants to put his hands on players.
You got the Jordan rules, and I'm calling it out from now on, as long as I'm here, the Patrick Mahomes rules.
I like when the head coach says this. I'm a season ticket holder.
Squeezing by the throat.
Antonio Pierce wants to get the black hole back to where it was in the Coliseum in Oakland. Let's help him.
And now, here's JT the Brick.
Out of the gate, JT, on a busy day today. It's like a holiday NFL schedule release day from Lotus Broadcasting. I'm JT. If you were here earlier, we started 10 minutes ago on YouTube. Little added bonus for those who subscribe to my YouTube page. It's in my X bio, JT the Brick on Twitter. And if you go to YouTube, it's JT the Brick YT. We get in there. We're going to be giving out some prizes. We're going to give out stuff during the year. But you got to get in. You got to subscribe. You know, all these podcasts and live streams, and everybody's doing live stream. Netflix has got Christmas games now, live stream. You got to subscribe, man. I always tell people, I got 11,000 followers on Facebook, 60,000 on Twitter. That's not a lot. It's enough to fill a football stadium. But not everybody subscribes, man. So you hit subscribe, and then you're in. And we appreciate if you do that. It is NFL schedule release. I know a lot, and I am sworn to secrecy. And I repeat, I know a lot. I know more than anybody. And I am sworn to secrecy. So what I know will not get on the show in the next 2 hours. And then we're going to do a live stream for the Raiders at 5 o'clock. So tonight on the big, big, big Raiders YouTube, Raiders social media, I'll be anchoring that along with Eddie Pascal. And the schedule will be out and we'll go game by game by game. Not who's going to win the game. We're just going to go with the dates, the uniqueness of where the bye week is, if there's any national games and all of that, and then we'll see what you want to do tomorrow. Tomorrow's the big show. Tomorrow's when we rip the roof off and we go through the schedule, and normally that's not a good day for me. Normally, because I've been pissed off ever since we came to Vegas with the schedule, they didn't do us many favors. I think the COVID year, when we didn't have any fans, we had the greatest schedule of all time. You know, we had Monday night, we had everything, the COVID year, but no one was allowed to go. And if you look back at the schedules here, this year the home schedule isn't great. It's good. Believe me, every ticket's going to be sold. It's just depending on you not selling your tickets to the opposing fans who want to come in from Jacksonville, Pittsburgh, Kansas City. We got a problem there. We do. And we got to lessen that problem by winning more games. And then what the Raiders will do, when will they go? You know, there's Black Friday leakage on that. If you want to go to social media and look at the Black Friday game for the leakage on that, you can do that. But again, the only rule today is I will not comment about the schedule, and if you tuned in for that, tune in tomorrow, because you can't do this. There's a lot of people behind the scenes in the NFL, but especially the Raiders. The Raiders put out an elaborate video release. So do the Falcons. Remember the Falcons did the Game of Thrones, and they did that unbelievable release. The Raiders put together really cool stuff in their social media department, and far be it for me to ruin that by leaking games. But what I'm looking forward to today and in the next couple of hours on what's going to happen here is I want to know who the Raiders open with at home and on the road. Very important, because the Raiders have, I think, a good team that's being underestimated by everybody. The only criticism you get of the Raiders now from the national media is the lazy national rhetoric that they don't have a quarterback. They actually have two, and they're pretty good. Aiden O'Connell is a former rookie who played well and won some games down the stretch. You know, Derek Carr started off his career with the Raiders 0-10. 0-10. Aiden O'Connell did not. Aiden O'Connell helped Antonio Pierce get the job from interim head coach to head coach. So he'll get the first snap in camp, and we'll see what happens there. Then Gardner Minshew, Minshew Mania, can win games. He's won a lot of games in this league, beating a lot of teams. So he can win games for the Raiders if he wins out the camp battle and gets it done. But you don't hear anybody criticizing the Raiders' defensive front, do you? With Christian Wilkins, Mad Max Crosby, Malcolm Kuntz, Tyree Wilson. Don't hear anybody criticizing Robert Spillane and bringing in Eichenberg out of Ohio State. I don't hear a lot of criticism anymore. I used to with the Raiders secondary anchored by Marcus Epps and Trayvon Merrick. That's pretty good. They got a couple of corners in the draft in the fourth and seventh round. We'll see what they do in camp. But they, you know, Jack Jones came over and had one of the best highlights of the year. And then on offense, the offensive line is as close to being shored up as I've seen in 15 years. Well over a decade. We have an offensive line now with Colt Miller. You know, we got JPJ, who's a monster, coming in from Oregon, who can play center, left guard, and right guard. He's a starter. Don't worry, he's going to start, and he's really good. You got Dylan Parham, good draft pick, really good draft pick, good player. He can start at right guard or left guard. And then we have what I think is a very unique situation. Andre James got a contract extension because he's above average. He's a good player, and he's getting better every year, and they can actually move him around too. He can move around. So the right tackle, with what's going to happen with Thayer Mumford. We drafted a kid out of Maryland in the third round. There's some depth at that position in free agency. And then I think we have one of the best wide receiver rooms in all of football because you got Devontae Adams. So he puts your wide receiver room with Jacoby Myers into maybe a top five or six because you have Devontae. Then you add in Brock Bowers, who better put up receiver numbers, not tight end numbers. You get Michael Mayer, the beast out of Notre Dame. And then you got a bunch of veteran wide receivers that probably don't have to look over their shoulder too much in camp. They're probably going to make the team. Zeus is the running back who could be a monster. If you got all the 32, someone told me this in the building. If you lined up all 32 starting running backs in the league and said, put on a tank top or take off your shirt, everyone would say, who the hell is that guy? Oh, that's Zamir White of the Raiders. Well, no, excuse me. Who is the guy that looks bigger than Micah Parsons? Who is that guy? We got him. And he played pretty good in his last four games. The coach is a highly motivator. A guy who won a Super Bowl in Antonio Pierce and did a good job. And he also put on his staff Marvin Lewis, a former head coach, and Joe Philbin, a former head coach. The coaching will be fine. Patrick Graham could be gone by next year because he was on the short list to be a head coach this year. And if the defense gets better, who in this league wouldn't hire Patrick Graham instantly next year? The coaching is very good. And then we have Tom Telesco now leading up the personnel department, and he's good. Is he very good? I think he's above average. Tom Telesco's above average. Look at his first-round picks and what he was been able to do. He's not the coach. He wasn't Brandon Staley. He's the architect of that roster on the Chargers that's pretty good. That roster's pretty good. And Jim Harbaugh is hitting the ground with a pretty good quarterback and a decent roster because of Tom Telesco. So that's where we are as we open up the show. And it's kind of a tough show today. I was telling Bobby, we're going to talk to one of my favorite guests ever, Lon Kruger, as the former coach, Heads Up Coaches Versus Cancer. What a job. What a legacy he has with Coaches Versus Cancer. I'll be emceeing the event Sunday night over at Park MGM. Excited about that. So he's going to join us at 1 o'clock. And then I left the phones open for nothing. For nothing. Bobby's like, who do you want to call to get on today? I go, really, no one. I go, I'm ready. I'm ready to go with Raider fans who want to talk Raider football. Every day I don't have to have 30 topics. This is Raider Nation Radio. I'd rather talk about the Knicks for 2 hours. I'd do a better show. I'd do a much better show today if I talked about the Knicks for 2 hours, but it is schedule release, and I want to get into the schedule, and here's what I have. So here's what I'm looking for today that I've already seen. No leakage, but here's what I think you should be looking at this year. You always want to look at the bye week. Where is the bye week? Last year, they screwed us on the bye week. Are they going to do it again? We going to get a week 13 bye week? You going to do that again to us? Hopefully not. Okay, the bye week you want anywhere between week 7 and 9. That's where you want your bye week. So let's see what happens here in a couple of hours. Number two, which I was taught early, where are your cold weather games? Where are your cold weather games on the road? So we know we're playing Kansas City and Denver on the road. Those have the potential to be cold weather games. We know we're playing at Cincinnati, so you want to see that game hopefully earlier than later in cold weather. And other than that, you know, I'm really interested in the New Orleans game. The New Orleans game is really what I'm circling this year. Will they give us New Orleans early, middle, or late? And then the national games, and what's happening. And by piecing together everything nationally from Jordan Schultz to Ari Mirov and some of the games that are going to be there, we're not playing internationally. So the Raiders aren't playing internationally. That's something that you all know by now. And they're not going to play internationally. They shouldn't have to for a while because Mark Davis had to take the Raiders internationally as Oakland Coliseum was falling apart. And they're like, Raiders, look, you're playing in the Oakland Coliseum, which is falling apart. The A's dugout has wires hanging down from now. We're going to put you in London. I was like, great, let's do it more. That won't be the case this year. Ari Mirov, NFL insider, put out something interesting. The Jets will have 7 standalone games in the first 11 weeks of the season. 6 primetime games and 1 international game. This is a big part of my monologue brought to you by PT's, the best happy hour in town, 5 to 7, midnight to 2. Let's count up at 5 o'clock how many primetime games the Raiders have. Raiders won 8 games, right? Raiders are on the verge of the playoffs. Raiders were right there if we didn't get shut out 3-0 to Minnesota. Right? Raiders were right there, but that's not good enough. They weren't good enough. They were better than the Jets. Didn't we beat the Jets? Yeah, we beat the Jets here, right? So you're telling me before week 11, the Jets have 6 primetime games. Now, if you want a conspiracy theory, because I don't know how many primetime games we have. I'm assuming we're going to have 1 or 2. But you got to say, Al Davis's legacy now with Mark, you're going to give one. They only got one player that gets him a primetime game. It's Aaron Rodgers. He was on with Tucker Carlson talking about anything and everything the other day. And they bought it. The networks bought into it. The streamers bought into it. Put Aaron Rodgers on. Wait a second. Why not the Raiders? The Raiders play in Vegas. You love Vegas. The Stones play there. You had the Super Bowl. You got everything there. You're going to have the Final Four. Why don't you give Vegas? Well, then their only comeback could be at the league offices. Well, the Raiders didn't make the playoffs. The Raiders aren't good enough for primetime games, but the Jets are? Oh, really? Is Jim Harbaugh good enough? Oh, the Chargers won 5 games. They were the doormat. Are they good enough for more primetime games? So I'm looking at primetime games also as something that is. I'm looking at New Orleans because I want to go on that road trip. I'm looking at primetime games because I want big games in Vegas. And I'm looking at cold weather games. And then I'd like to know when Carolina's coming in, because Carolina is going to be an interesting team wherever we play them, early, middle, or late. We might need a win. We might be looking at each other going, whoa, we got to get a win. Is Carolina coming in? When are they coming in? Let's beat them. Because if we can't sit on the flagship of the Raiders and say we're not sure if we're going to beat Carolina, then shut down this radio station. Just shut it down if we can't say that. If we can't say that we can split with the Chargers, beat Carolina, sweep Denver, you know, win a couple of these games here, what the hell am I doing here? So there's going to be some games here that I'm keeping a real close eye on. Bye week, I don't know when bye week's going to be, but that's big for me and my family. I got kids. My wife, we like to take a little vacation, maybe 4 or 5 days. You know, they shut the building down, get away. Where's the bye week? Is it early or late? Don't know. So all of this that is popping in, Ari Mirov leaked the Amazon primetime game. If you want to go look at that, you won't get that from me, but it's out already. The New York Giants will play the Cowboys in Dallas on Thanksgiving. Man, have they gone to that way too often. So the Giants and Cowboys on Thanksgiving. Bobby, I was born on Thanksgiving. So people always forget my birthday, but they don't forget the Dallas Cowboy game on Thanksgiving there. So that's the second time in 3 years that the NFL has gone with that matchup on Thanksgiving. NFL Christmas schedule. Last year, the Raiders beat Kansas City in Kansas City on Christmas. No soup for you. We don't get that game. Ravens at the Texans. Wow, that's a good game. Ravens at the Texans. Chiefs at the Steelers. A little Russell Wilson vibe. That's Wednesday, December 25th. Now, this is the topic, because I don't got a lot of topics today. I mean, you know, Q show is going to be on or right there when the schedule comes out. Mine's not. So what the hell am I doing today? Right? You put me in no man's land here with the schedule release at noon. Why don't you release the schedule at noon? Right? I'm in no man's land here. But here's the topic, and it's a big one. They put the Christmas games on Netflix. Oh, those scoundrels. Here they go. Oh, they're giving you the pay-per-view model, everybody. Here it is. Lil Peacock, Amazon Prime, and now the big gun Netflix is in there. So Roger Goodell pulled up to Netflix with a big old, he had 17 trucks, and they filled it all up with racks of cash. And that's what we're doing. We're putting games on Netflix. Now, I have Netflix. One of the things I do at night is I turn off sports because I live sports way too much, and I turn on Netflix. I like what they have there. I like the comedy on Netflix. Kevin Hart, Dave Chappelle. They have Netflix comedy features. And it's kind of nice to watch that. They have a lot of documentaries, Bobby, of people gone missing. People gone missing all of a sudden. They're on a beach one day, and they're gone. And they have an eight-part series. They put movies up there. And now the NFL is in bed with Kansas City, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Texans. So what's the topic? Simple. Will you sign up for more streaming? Will you today, big topic, sign up for more streaming? You have to. What the hell are you going to do on Christmas with your house full? Imagine go to your neighbors on Christmas or your aunt and they don't got Netflix and you can't watch the game. You think I'm making this up? There's a big topic. A lot of people don't have Netflix. We all believe that because some of us have two cars and we own a home and we have a diamond ring and we have a pool in our backyard that the whole world has Netflix. No, the whole world doesn't have Netflix. Most people in the world never heard of Netflix. But most people in the world like to watch football on Christmas. And you got to go get Netflix now. So the Raiders are not on Christmas on Netflix. And I don't know what they work out for season ticket holders. There might be something with, I think what it has to do, Bobby, here, and I got to dive into it, is the game would be on in your market. So in Kansas, you know, Baltimore and Houston, those games would be on in addition to Netflix, but Netflix will carry it nationally. So that, including the sports bars, you got to have Netflix. So that's a topic I wanted to throw out at 702-365-9200. And it's a topic that I touched on yesterday with Steph McKenzie, our rock jock, our PD. You know, I'm feeling gouged lately in Vegas. You know, I'm the champion of Vegas. I'm getting beat up, man, by the Charger fans. They're coming after me, man. Oh, you don't get enough fans in Vegas. I'm like, dude, everyone wants to come to Vegas. You came here for your wedding, your bachelor party. You come here every other weekend for a concert. You love Vegas. Now the anti-Raider fans are trying to rip on Vegas. What? How do people come to your stadium and buy those tickets? Well, it's Vegas. We don't play the Raiders in Des Moines, Iowa. We don't play in Baton Rouge. We play in Vegas. And now with Vegas, I'm starting to feel like we're getting a little gouged. And I'm not talking about the Raiders. The Raiders, like every NFL team, set ticket prices and they will go up. That's a business model. It works on every team in every city. You pay your price. You know you want to buy your PSL. You know where you want your ticket. I can promise you two things. Your ticket price individual will go up by a small percentage every year, and your beer will go up, or your soda will go up every year. That's it. And your parking will go up. Hey, you don't want to do it? You don't have to. Someone else will buy your tickets. But when they throw these games on Netflix and Amazon and Peacock, now we got a problem here. And I'm a, you know, I like to watch games live, and then my second choice is to watch the games at home, and then my third choice is to watch games in bars. And most of the bars will step up and do this. This is all from Ari Mirov, my sports update. He's very good. We've had him on. This is not training camp version of Hard Knocks. The full iteration of Hard Knocks to document the NFL offseason was announced to the Giants from January to July. So the second the Giants lost at the end of the season, the Hard Knock cameras were filming them and are going to film them up until July. So this is going to be the most embedded that Hard Knocks has ever been. So just announced Hard Knocks offseason with the New York Giants, unprecedented access, an NFL offseason for the very first time, July 2nd. And where will that be? HBO Max. HBO Max, if you want to watch that, man. I mean, I should be an expert on all the streaming here that's going on. So the NFL now has games on Netflix, Peacock, Amazon Prime, and the dreaded, the one I despise, ESPN Plus. Oh, I'll never sign up for that, I promise you. Every time I'm on ESPN.com and I see something good I want to click on, right here in front of me, it says 10 trades and signings that could still happen. I want to read that. Oh, I got to go to ESPN Plus. Screw you. I'm already on ESPN.com. I got ESPN at home. I ain't buying your Plus. I don't care what's on your Plus. You can do a documentary on JT the Brick. I'm not signing up for ESPN Plus. So this streaming is insanity. And another topic, Bobby, because we got to remind people we're a talk show, not a podcast, because now I look like a podcast on YouTube. I got to remind people here, how do you feel, everybody? Are you being outpriced as a football fan? This isn't a Raider topic. This is football. Are you feeling outpriced due to streaming? 702-365-9200. Netflix and the NFL agreed to a 3-year deal for Christmas. Get ready, man. I'd cancel Christmas. If my Uncle Gene, my Aunt Inez, if they didn't have it, I wouldn't go. I can't come over your house. I got to watch football. I'm going to sit around. We're going to have a 3-course meal. We're going to be out there, and you don't have any football, and you don't got Netflix. Sorry, Bobby. I can't. If you invite me to your abode, I can't come over on Christmas unless you have Netflix.
Well, you know what? I don't have Netflix, and I'm watching the NBA. That's the end of that.
Okay. Well, look, you're right about that. That's Christmas.
You know what? Come on.
No, that's
Amazon
a good point.
Prime, Disney Plus, Paramount Plus, all these places just so I can watch a bleeping game? Screw that.
Well, you definitely did say something that's very important. The NBA launches on Christmas. The NBA doesn't start till Christmas. Their product is such garbage in October, November, that they put all these games on Christmas to try to get you to tune in because of load management and all the problems that they have. So Netflix is involved with that. And my last topic, the international games. So this affects every fan of these teams. The first international game is Green Bay at Philly in San Paulo, Brazil. So we're touching the South American market. And I'm pro-international games. That's one way you could grow the sport for me, not on these Netflix-type streaming packages. But if you want to go around the world and sell the NFL, I'm all for that. The Jets are in London against the Vikings. The Jaguars, who own London, and the Jaguars yesterday passed $1.4 billion, the local government down there, to redevelop in Jacksonville. There's nothing to redevelop in Jacksonville. My in-laws live there. It's a great place. Everybody wants to live in their nice houses on golf courses and go to the beach. They don't want to go to downtown Jacksonville on the river to go get wings. They don't want to do that, but they're going to drop $1.4 billion into that. The Jags will play the Bears, the Patriots at the Jaguars. Jaguars are going to be in London for back-to-back weeks. And then in Munich, Germany, the New York Giants, Carolina Panthers. So we just gave you a lot of games, everybody. We just gave you a lot of games without giving you a Raider game. We gave you all the international games. We gave you a couple of the leaked Monday night games. We gave you the Netflix Christmas games. We've given you a lot. And what I want to hear from Raider fans the rest of the show is that do you want to travel early this year? Do you want to travel late? Who do you want for the home opener? Yes, who do you want for the home opener? That was a yesterday topic. And here's the last fun topic, and we came up with it with Bobby before the show. Which game, home or on the road? Here's the big one. I saved the best for last. Home or on the road, do you feel will be the most important game for the Raiders? You don't know the date. You know the opponent. So you got to play along with me, man. I'm trying to kill time until 5 o'clock today because they didn't give me the release right now. Which game do you believe will be the make or break game for the Silver and Black? Because they're not going to win 13, 14 games, and we hope they don't win 6 or 7. So there's going to be a game in there that you think is going to be the game. Oh, my God, I know it's on the home schedule. I don't know the date, but JT, I got a feeling this game, we're going to know where we're going or not. Home or on the road, today I need to know your make or break game. Tomorrow we'll come back and we'll give you a full schedule release show. Which, again, a lot of people like me on that show because I lose my mind. I always come in optimistic. Oh, I can't wait for the schedule this year. I can't wait. And then last year, you're going to open up with 2 on the road. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? Then my head popped. And then I looked at the schedule. I'm like, oh, man, the bye week, man. Maybe go to Maui. Maybe go see my folks. You know, they're getting older. Oh, we're going to give it to you week 13. Oh, the hell with you. That's not a bye week. That's the end of the year. So tomorrow's show will be worth watching. Good to get it on YouTube. I think my YouTube stream is for free, and you can get in there now as we rock through the monologue. 702-365-9200. As I'm shut out in the open, I'll come back. We'll get ready for Lon Kruger at the top of the hour. The American Cancer Society, everything they do with the National Association of Basketball Coaches and Coaches Versus Cancer, that is coming up. We're excited about that. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Good golf. Shadow Creek. Ooh. Southern Highlands. TPC Summerlin. And Cascada. Don't be surprised if I'm not here for one of those. Can't turn down a golf invite like that. Live from the heart and soul of the Raider Nation on their flagship. JT, counting down to the schedule release.
Kirk Cousins, the Falcons, there's no beef involved.
No, and I don't think there can be. I don't think it's helpful. Like, we're trying to win a Super Bowl. It's hard enough. Let's all be on the same page, and let's try to go win a Super Bowl.
That's Kirk Cousins. They drafted a quarterback in Michael Penix Jr. behind him. I wouldn't be happy, but what are you going to do? That's a big game. I'm hoping if the Raiders, I don't know how many national games they're going to get, but I'm hoping the Raiders get Atlanta in a national game. I hope that to me would be a really good national game. I said the Jaguars or Atlanta, are those to Trevor Lawrence or Kirk Cousins? That feels like a national game. We'll find out about it at 5 p.m. Pacific. Jordan Schultz, NFL insider, just leaked the Commanders' number 2 overall pick, Jaden Daniels, will make his NFL debut on the road against the Bucs and Baker Mayfield. So another game leaked out, Commanders at Tampa Bay for an opener there. And the recap of some of the games that we are seeing overall, Chiefs versus Steelers, Ravens, Texans will be this year's NFL Christmas slate. And I don't think people have a problem with that. I mean, Christmas is on a Wednesday this year. So you're going to get games, I think, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday. There's a lot of football going to come up Christmas week. Then you have Thanksgiving, right? We mentioned the Giants at the Cowboys, and then you got a Black Friday game. They're trying to take everything, everybody. And fortunately, we all agree with it. We're football fans. We're on a football flagship station. So if they give us more football, and then wait till they give us the 18th game. You know, so they're going to give us the extra game, the 18 week. We're going to have all those games. We're going to have two bye weeks because that's coming. That's coming really quick, too. I would expect that would come pretty quick. But the topic of today is, how do you feel about the fact that they dropped all this streaming? Oh, and another topic I didn't get a chance to talk about yesterday. I'm really close to John Gruden, our former head coach. You know, I started the day he got hired. We got hired on the same day. I always say that. I got hired the same day John Gruden did. Same day, true story, and the same year Charles Woodson got drafted. And I'll tell you about this. I thought John Gruden had enough evidence of him, the coach, being tampered with by leaks from the Wall Street Journal and the Washington Post, from emails that he was sending in a group email with friends that got cherry-picked out of 700,000 emails, and the league took him down. So I figured if Gruden went to court, he'd win. And he went to the lower court and won. And then they moved it to the Nevada State Supreme Court, and they overruled them 2-1. So that just means one of the three judges just had a flip there, and it would have been 2-1, and he would have won. And then the NFL would have had to settle quickly, because if they didn't, they could go to court, and then all the owners would be under discovery, and there'd be a lot of secrets that would come out, and all hell would break loose. So now John Gruden has to go to arbitration, which I don't mind arbitration, but the arbitration is with the NFL. Like, the NFL's in charge of it. Roger Goodell is in charge of arbitration. So there's an appeal that's going to go on. There's an appeal that's going to go on. But that was a big topic yesterday that, you know, for Brett Musburger, who broke the story and said it was a hit. Remember, that was on my show. That was on SportsCenter that night. Everybody picked it up. Brett Musburger, the voice of the Raiders, said it was a calculated hit. It was. It was a hit on Coach Gruden. And I think he'll come back and coach in this league, and he'll have another chapter. All people have chapters in their lives. I have, you have. One door closes, another one opens. The problem is you just don't know what door is going to open. I talk to a lot of people in radio that have lost their jobs or they're going through hard times. I tell them the same thing. One door's closed, a bigger one will open. Well, I'm hoping that happens for Coach Gruden. But I'm not a conspiracy theory guy. But how the hell did that story drop 18 hours before schedule release? Oh, really? It's called the news dump. All of a sudden, they dropped it that day? Okay. Developing hot, .. Alan in Vegas on 920. What's going on, Alan?
Hey, JT. I hope Gruden wins. It'll be tough, but
He's not going to win. He's not going to win. He no longer can win. He has to go to arbitration, right, and there'll be some type of agreement there, but it's not ideal.
No, not ideal at all. I do want to talk about the opponents for this year. I think the biggest game is going to be the Chiefs. But I want to see from this perspective, can they beat them again? They beat them on Christmas, but the Chiefs did not play their best game. I want to see them just take them, you know, everybody play 100%. But if we can take the Chiefs, it'll tell our team something. But also, looking at the Bengals, say the Bucs, especially the Ravens, or even the Saints.
How about Miami? The schedule's tough.
Yeah.
This road schedule is one of the toughest road schedules, and that's why we're waiting for the dates to be announced. The road schedule is tough. I mean, I don't know when the dates are yet. I do, but I can't put it on the radio. I will tell you this when it comes to the dates of the road games. Some of these home games that I think are winnable obviously should be won. I hope we get a few of them early so the Raiders can get out of the gate, because those road games are going to be like a Tyson fight going on the road. They're not going to be easy.
No, they are going to be tough, and especially our team, we have not been great winning going back east. But if we can take those games early, it'll give our team a lot of confidence playing the rest of the schedule. But also, if we can beat the Ravens and the Dolphins, well, shoot, JT, maybe we'll be in the playoff hunt.
Well, look, I get that. Thanks for the call. You got to win 9 to 10 games, 10. You got to win 10 games to get to the playoffs. All right? So when I got people on my YouTube going, JT, we know this game. Then good. Then go on your own podcast and tell your buddies what game you know. I know every game. I know every game where it's played every date already. I'm not talking about it on the show today. Okay? So I have that. I have all that. So if Death Star or someone has a game and they want to become famous, put them out on, get them up quickly on their podcast and tell me how to log in. This is frustrating, Bobby, because you want to give. I'm a giver, not a taker, but today I can't be a leaker. Leakers they're called rats. You don't want to be a rat. You don't want to be a leaker on NFL scheduled day. But I wonder, the Raiders got to get a break early on the schedule. Okay, there's got to be a break where there's a couple of games in the first five. Okay, not the first 10, right? That's going to be tough. But in the first five games, there's got to be a couple of games. Like last year, remember the Jets and Giants? Jets and Giants stink. And we beat them back to back, actually. New Yorkers stayed here. We had to wait to pass the midway point of the season to play them. If we would have opened up with the Jets and the Giants and gone 2-0, it would have been nice. You know, they put you on the road for two. In the years past, and you're like, whoa, wait a second. I got to get a split. I got to get this or that. So I hope the Raiders catch a break early. And if they're able to do that, and we're having fun. We're having just fun. So we're going to block Passionate Raider. We put Passionate Raider Bobby into timeout. Yes, Bobby, maybe we should all vote. Here are my choices. Put him in a timeout. Remove him. Report him. Why don't we just hit remove? We'll hit remove and he's gone. And we'll never hear from him again. Isn't it amazing how people want to become irrelevant? All you got to do is be nice or that. And you can play with friends in the internet. You can play in the chat room. You can play in the swimming pool. You can play at the bar. But no, that's it. So, again, as we open up the show here, for those who know the dates, if you want to go in my chat at YouTube and give the dates out for the games, I'm not going to give anything there. But we get back to, will they get a break? Again, if you're joining us late, I think, where are the cold weather games played? Well, the Raiders can win anywhere. The Raiders have coats and blankets and hand warmers. No, the Raiders are a warm weather team. They play in Henderson, Nevada, and they play in a dome. Okay, the Browns we get here this year. Cincinnati's on the road. And the other one big thing that everybody's been hoping for, is we don't get Miami on the road in week one or two because of the humidity there. But humidity shouldn't be a problem for us. We're hotter. Our temperatures are hotter than Miami, but we don't have any humidity here. None. But you can figure out a way to do that. So that's it. A lot of people reacting on the Gruden case and, you know, what's the scoop on the Gruden case and all that. He lost the ability to win this in court and put the NFL on trial. He lost that as the NFL won, and it'll drop into arbitration, and we'll see what happens. So that's it. And, you know, when you come into a schedule release, we got a lot of season ticket holders. I'm one of them. And I want my tickets. My tickets are worth a lot of money, just like yours if you're a season ticket holder. Oh, my God. The people who put them up to sell them sometimes make a lot of money on it. I understand why they're doing it. I don't support it. But the home schedule this year isn't as good. If the road schedule that we had this year was the home schedule, it'd be the greatest Raider home schedule of all time in Vegas. And I'm talking Vegas, not Oakland or L.A. But the home schedule here, I hope it's more than manageable. I hope it's really manageable at home. Because I will say this on the record, Bobby. There's 8 home games. We might have to win, which is hard. I think 5 is realistic. 4-4 is a split. Anybody can say that. We got to win 5 home games with this home schedule. You throw in the Chargers, Carolina. You go Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Denver. So if you looked at Carolina, the Chargers, and Denver, that would be 3. Where would the 2 other ones come from? I don't know. There's, you know, Atlanta, the Jaguars, right? If the Raiders could win 6 out of 8 home games, because I think they got a good roster. They're getting killed because some national media don't like their quarterbacks, but they got a good roster. If they can get some breaks and go out there and do that, then I think we're going to be talking about a team that has a fighting chance on the back end of the season. You want to have a fighting chance on the back end of the season. If you have that on the back end of the season, then you're going to look really good. You're really going to look good, and you're going to be in a situation where you have an opportunity to make some noise. Looney loves that term. I only use it in sports. Oh, and then the guys who all do the Mark Chinook's the best. I don't want to think I'm talking trash about him, but the people that show up at every event, make some noise. I'm like, come on, dude, you're an MC. Don't you got anything better than that? Imagine if I showed up at the draft luncheon in a couple of weeks and my first opening line was, make some noise. We call them make some noise guys. Well, the Raiders got to be in it early in the season if they're going to make some noise. All right, Just Win Wendy, our friend who we always see at the Torch and all Raider events. You got to be excited, Wendy. How are you?
Hey, I'm really excited, of course, and I won't say any dates that I think might have been leaked, I promise, but I just wanted to say that I always, every year, I mean, I've been watching the games for a long time, so every year I kind of go, yeah, it looks good in September, but let's wait till October. Yeah, let's wait a couple more weeks, let's wait till October, because I really feel like the team doesn't show me who they really are until October.
Yeah, but Wendy, hold on. That's got to change. Hold on. You're right about that. And that's got to change because of Antonio Pierce. Yeah. He's a high energy guy. He's a high energy guy. We got to be ready to roll this year right out of the gate.
I'm ready. But I'm just going to say that I really feel like the Bengals game is going to show us if we really have what it takes. Because it's going to be away, and it's going to be Joe Burrow. It's going to be, you know, Jamar. It's going to be those guys, and they're a good team. So if we can do well at the Bengals, I really feel like that's going to show me personally that, yes, we got what it takes. We're going. We're doing it.
Yeah, thanks, Wendy. Good to talk to you. Hope to hear from you tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll go over the entire schedule when it's officially released. That's a very good point that Wendy said. If you want to look at a litmus test, you want to look at the bar for this organization, put Cincinnati up there, because I don't give Cincinnati a ton of credit. I don't. Cincinnati's got Joe Burrow. He's always injured. Everybody talks about injuries. He's always hurt. He's got a wrist injury now. He's always having surgery. Very good player there. Jamar Chase is great. He's not better. He's equal to Devontae Adams. And then if you start looking at the offensive line, defensive line, Hendrickson versus Mad Max. I'll take Mad Max. You know, give Cincinnati, if you want, a little bit of an edge in the roster. They're not much better than the Raiders. They're not. Kansas City's been much better than the Raiders, and the Raiders beat them in Kansas City. There are several teams. The teams that are out there on this schedule that will be released at 5 Pacific that concern me is Cincinnati at Baltimore. At Baltimore concerns me. Clearly both Kansas City games. And then I look at the rest of the schedule. Ooh, don't peek. Don't peek, YouTube. No. The rest of it, do the Rams concern me? No. Cleveland concerns me. Cleveland's defense is great, not good. But again, Deshaun Watson has been a flake. You don't know what type of game he's going to get. Am I concerned by Tampa Bay? No. Am I concerned about Atlanta or the Jaguars or the Saints? No. Am I concerned about the Chargers? No. I mean, they could lose those games or win those games. We'll see what happens. The point spread will be there. But there aren't a lot of teams up there. If the Raiders had Kansas City, Baltimore, the 49ers, you know, you started looking at the schedule, I'd be like, okay, we're, you know, we got NFC, AFC championship teams, a Super Bowl winner, this and that. This schedule is manageable. But will the NFL scheduling gods give the Raiders a break? Road schedule, out of the gate or not? Travel, how far? All that stuff comes in. And we'll talk about it here. If you want to get in the game that concerns you most, that you'd like to see, the one game that concerns you most, and let's take out Kansas City to make it a little bit easier. I feel like I'm feeding everyone today. Okay, what game? Wendy said Cincinnati would be a good test. I agree with her. I thought she nailed it. Cincinnati would really tell you where this team is. Lon Kruger at the top of the hour, the only coach to take five different teams to the NCAA tournament. And a couple of them on Sweet 16 runs. The coach of UNLV years ago, now his son Kevin is the coach. And he is the architect here along with our partners for Coaches versus Cancer. What an event. If you're getting a chance to go to that, I greatly appreciate it. I'll be doing that Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of next week. It's part of my yearly schedule, Coaches versus Cancer. And then right after that, June 6th and 7th, I'll be in Chicago for Mike Ditka's Gridiron Greats. Two of the individuals getting inducted are Steve Largen and Mike Singletary. Those are two big names, along with some others. All right, we'll take YouTube to the top of the hour if you hit subscribe at JT the Brick YT. How you feeling, everybody? Schedule comes out 5 o'clock on all Raider platforms in a few hours.
Fouls against Siakam, inbound, Brunson gets it back, reverse layup, counted and the foul. How did he get that one to go?
That was Brunson from last night. JT, back with you. I'm a diehard Knicks fan, more so than any team in my life. Knicks are one in regards to the insanity of me and my passion, and the Knicks won last night. I didn't think it would be that easy. They beat Indiana by 25 points. They boat raced them. They absolutely destroyed him, and Jalen Brunson had another great game. So if you're not a Knicks fan from back in the 80s or 90s, you know, Patrick Ewing, and then before that, a guy named Bernard King, who was their greatest scorer. But then the Knicks won in 70 and 73 with guys like Earl Monroe, Willis Reed, Clyde Frazier, Walt Clyde Frazier, one of the greatest point guards of all time. And they've been in a drought ever since. And now that they're not in a drought and they're playing well, Knicks fans are going crazy. Bobby's a Celtic fan. Every year the Celtics are in the playoffs. They win a lot of titles, so they don't go on droughts. And the Yankees didn't go on droughts forever. But the Knicks have been on a lifetime drought for people's lives. So that's why all the Knicks fans out there are going crazy. You got the Cavs-Celtics tonight. Doesn't look like Donovan Mitchell will play again. Boston, if Boston's smart, they win that game. They are listen to this, Bobby. They are a 15.5-point favorite. Bobby, you got to throw 100 or 200 on Boston not to win but not cover that spread. Come on. 15.5? Is that right? Yeah.
No, No. 15.5. Come on now. Yeah. This is the NBA playoffs. This isn't going to be any kind of a blowout. Cleveland's a decent team. They're going to put up a fight.
Yeah, well, let me double check on that. And my Knicks, I hope they win in Cleveland. I hope they win. Oh, yeah, listen to this, Bobby. Boston opened up. -14.5. It's 15.5. DraftKings has Boston -16. You might want to open up those stupid accounts, and DraftKings is smart. I got friends who work there. We got a buddy here who works here at DraftKings. You can open up a DraftKings account for like $10, and they'll give you like $100, right? Doesn't all these do? You should just open up the account today. Just open it up today, put $100 in. Bet Boston to win but not cover, and they'll give you like a whole bunch of money.
Yeah, if I start doing that, you're going to be coming down to the bridge and bringing me soup.
Yeah. If I was a gambler, I've had a good conversation with a gambling buddy of mine today. We had a really deep conversation about how everybody is just acting like they can give out picks on the radio. When you have radio shows now that have 6 or 7 voices on it, there's always that one guy that says, who you on tonight? Who you on tonight? Well, I'm on Denver. Well, how much? They never tell you how much. That there should be a law, and program directors should be fired if they have people behind microphones saying, hey, I'm betting Boston tonight. Well, how much? They never tell you. Yeah, because it's most of the time it's $5. So they don't tell you. But everybody wants to act like they're on a game. Dallas, Oklahoma City. Dallas is a two-point favorite. They opened up, excuse me. Dallas opened up a two-point favorite. Now Oklahoma City, no, Oklahoma City is now a 4.5-point favorite. It opened at 5. So I like Oklahoma City to beat Dallas, but I don't think Dallas, I think Dallas can cover that spread. That's a big number. And still no news on the Lakers and what's going to happen with their head coach. All right, so before we sign off on YouTube, we got another hour. Lon Kruger is going to join us here in about 5 minutes. Former head coach of the Atlanta Hawks, UNLV, Florida Gators, Kansas State, Oklahoma. When my son went there, I would get a good story. When I went, my son and I went to visit Oklahoma for him to make a decision. We visited Coach Kruger in his office. And my son wasn't a basketball player then, but Coach Kruger was really nice to him. So we'll see how this plays out. Mikey says Knicks versus Celtics, Eastern Conference Final, should be a good series. JT will lose his blank. If the Knicks go to the finals, I would. I promise you, if the Knicks go to the finals, I will be out of here for a day or two. I promise you, if it's at Denver or if it's in Oklahoma City, I will find a way to get there for that. I'd love to see a game. All right, thanks for the first hour, everybody, and thanks to everybody who watched us on YouTube. We appreciate that. We have the countdown to the schedule. I'm aware that a lot of games are being leaked already. I'm aware that a lot of Raider fans know some of the games already. That's not shocking. I know all the games, but I can't leak them. We'll wait until 5 o'clock and debate it, and we'll talk about it. Tonight I'll be doing that with Eddie Pascal at 5 p.m. Pacific on all Raider platforms. Q will be able to jump in here and get it going, and we'll see what the dates fall and where the dates fall with your schedule, home or on the road. I think the Raider fans who are coming to home games, I don't think they're going nuts about the schedule. They're like, yeah, going to be a good time. Go to the game, see some wins. Raider fans with this schedule who travel on the road, you are the Warriors. You are the Warriors that we need to talk about, because if you're traveling on the road for this schedule, you're representing Raider Nation. We'll talk to everybody soon. Another hour coming up next with the great Lon Kruger. Stick around for that.